Siddur Snippets is generally sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelena Avram Forman for Rafua Shlema of Hadassah Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We are on the final bracha of the Amida, the bracha of Sim Shalom. I thought I was done with the introduction, but one more comment because I happen to be learning a piece, an older piece from Rav Avram Shor Shlita, which is titled Bircha Sim Shalom Avodas Tisha Yamim. The bracha of Sim Shalom is the avoda. It is the work that we do during the 9 days in the lead up to Tisha B'Av. So how appropriate, and of course, what hashkacha that we are up to, and we're learning Sim Shalom Dafka during these days. And in this piece, which is somewhat esoteric and complicated, but just to touch and tap into it a little bit, he describes that the Gra Nes Chidush HaGadot writes that the Beis Shinin on Tefillin, on both sides of the Tefillin Sharosh, we have a Shin on either side, one with three branches, one with four. They are Morim al Ichud Yemin Usmol. The Shin on either side, a Shin, a Sin, they represent the two, the right and the left. When a person is able to integrate, a person is able to blend, a person is able to create harmony between the Sin and the Shin, between the two Shinin, the right and the left, then you're able to create a real sense of shalom. When the two shins, the right and the left shin, are able to combine, you get the word sus, as in sus anochi al imrasecha, sus to be joyous, to be overjoyed. Because when a person is able to bring the right and the left together, he's talking right and left metaphysically, not the right and the left politically, nor the right and the left religiously, but certainly we can apply it to that as well. When you can create harmony and peace between the right and the left, the two shins, you get sas anochi, you get a great sense of simcha from that harmony. So writes Rav Avram Shor, the two shins are the right and the left. And what does that mean? The shin is the letter that's ma'achid both, because shin, you could have the dot on the left side is a sin, and on the right side is a shin. So it's the right and the left. Where the dot is over the letter shin, either a sin or a shin, is the right and the left side. And when you have the two together, then you get a sense of shalom, you get a sense of harmony. And this is modeled after Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov who was Ba Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov came that way, and he represents that combination, the Ishtam. He's Ma'achid Yemin Usmol. He combines and creates harmony between the right and the left. That's why he's Ba Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. He's the person who represents Shlemus, and somebody who represents Shalom. And says Rav Mishor, therefore the bracha of Sim Shalom, because the opening two words, Sim, is with a sin. Shalom is with a shin. So you have that same letter, shin and shin, with the gesh once on the left, once on the right, is merumas inyan beis hashinin, small v'yamin, ha'ichud sh'yamin is small, gorim shalom. So when you're able to bring the right and the left together, metaphysically, din and chesed, right and the left politically, right and the left religiously, but when you're able to bring the two together, the right and the left, the two shins, you get sus, you get a great sense of joy, you get shalom, you get a great sense of harmony, and this is represented in the opening of the bracha of sim shalom, shin, shin, sin, shin. The right and the left are coming together, and that's the avoda of the 9 days. As we saw from Ibyonis and Eibshitz, this bracha, the ultimate and ending bracha of the Amida, the one that's the taste that stays in our mouth from the Amida of Sim Shalom, the Kli Machzik bracha, the ultimate vessel that holds all bracha, is our effort to bring the right and the left, to bring everybody together with a sense, a healthy sense of unity and of achdus and togetherness. And that is our work in these 9 days. If we want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it's not with machlokas and pirud, it's not with sinas chinam, it's not with hatred and tension, animosity, enmity, it's with a sense of peace and unity, a sense of harmony from the right and the left, harmony from all sides. And so our not only learning Sim Shalom during these days, but hopefully our effort to be concentrating and paying attention and being mindful as we say Sim Shalom each of these days is the avoda of these days. And amir tzashem, we should be zocha to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, to not sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av, but to all be together in Yerushalayim.